Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic. You know, it has been said that everyone grieves differently and that some grieve longer than others. This might be true. But according to Deuteronomy 34 and 8, the people of Israel wept for Moses 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning were ended. I don't know how long is acceptable to grieve, but I do know that according to 1 Thessalonians 4:13, we as believers don't grieve for those who died in the Lord the way the world grieves for their loved ones. You are in the Lord and your loved one died in the Lord, you have hope of seeing them again. I'll say it again. If you are in the Lord and your loved one died in the Lord, you have hope of seeing them again. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope." Verse 14, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep." Verse 16, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." Verse 17, "Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." So I want to encourage others. We all want to encourage each other and ourselves, you know, also to remember God's word. Know that our loved ones who died in the Lord are resting from their labor. For Revelation 14:13 says, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them." So encourage each other and yourself by remembering that those who died in the Lord are resting from their labor. Then Psalms 116:15 and verse 17 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord." In these verses in Psalms 116, I find comfort in those verses because God calls the death of a saint precious. Because he calls it precious, we can offer thanksgiving to the Lord because we know where they are. They are at rest. You may say, "I don't know if my loved one was saved. I don't know if my loved one repented and received Jesus as Lord." Well, I want to encourage you not to dwell on that. That situation is in the Lord's hands. But what you can focus on now is the great commission Christ Jesus gave every believer. He said in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Heavenly Father, as I pray for those who are grieving, I ask that you would remind us that there is hope in you. Father, help us to fix our gaze on heaven, where the promise of eternal life waits. Heavenly Father, as I pray for those who are grieving, I ask that you would remind us that there is hope in you. Father, help us to fix our gaze on heaven, where the promise of eternal life waits for us in Christ Jesus. Help us to focus on and share of your goodness and your faithfulness during the difficult times of grief and pain. Thank you for comforting and healing the hearts of those grieving, and we speak peace over them that passes all understanding, because that peace comes from you and heals every broken heart in your own timing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.